Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Everyone, welcome to the breaking news edition of the Five Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. Whether you are watching on YouTube or listening at home on audio on all the podcast feeds, I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about as the new promotion of Rossi Ogawa has been revealed to the world. Of course, the promotion known as Marigold is here. Marigold is here to stay, and there's a lot of information to go over because, boy, oh boy, was it a busy morning for the new promotion and their roster. There's a lot of excitement in the air. If you are a Joshi fan, I believe, obviously, there's a lot of debate amongst Joshi fans as well, but I couldn't be more excited for what's to come. You know, it's I don't know how I couldn't be more excited. Like, this is a new promotion backed by a guy who helped, made Stardom what it was, right? The reason the show exists is because of Stardom. And Marigold is now going to be something very exciting. And as we know, it all kicks off on May 20th. But let's get right into it. This is breaking news audio, the first time we've had breaking news audio here on the podcast. It's only right that we started off with a bang. And that, of course, brings us to Rossi Ogawa announcing the new promotion on a Wrestle Universe press conference live stream. Let's get into it, shall we? Let's get this one going. This one's better. So obviously the full name is Dream Stars Fighting Marigold. And the excitement for me comes in the form of this just being something with a great roster off the rip. An exciting main event for that very first show, and things already in movement. I walked away from this saying, is it May 20th yet? So let's get into it. Of course, the press conference kicked off with Rossi Ogawa revealing the logo, the name of Marigold. It is... I love the logo, especially. I think it's great. I think there is something to it that just, it catches your attention. And we didn't get to see any championship titles yet, which obviously for me is going to be the most interesting part that's yet to be revealed, because championship titles, obviously, those are going to be what carries this promotion forward. And with such a intriguing roster and already involvement seemingly from outside of the roster itself, it's hard not to absolutely love what's going on here. So we move forward in the press conference, and the initial roster was revealed. From left to right, you have Nao Ishikawa, who, of course, is formerly of Ice Ribbon. She popped up in Stardom once last year, playing the Tam Nakano, ripoff type character in New Blood. But otherwise, she hasn't done too much. She's worked some prominent shows, but now Ishikawa, now part of the roster. You have, of course, Nanai Takahashi. You have Mirai, as expected, Julia, who we know what Julia's future holds, but she was there for the presser. You have Utami Hayashishita. You have Mai Sakurai, and you have Yuzuki, who will now be going by Victoria Yuzuki. So a new name change for her. She also has dyed her hair blonde, a brand new look, but that is your new core roster. That is Mari Gold. You see Rossi there wearing the golden suit, very on brand. You know, this press conference was very well put together, very much just checked the boxes one after another, like it did everything you want from a press conference revealing its promotion, right? Because there are times you have a new promotion revealed and it can be very simple and you don't learn all too much, but this gave you everything you need to know. And with a roster like this, obviously consisting of the five stardom departees as well as Nanai and now Shikawa, it's a hell of a start. And obviously you have Utami at the helm moving forward along with Julia for however long she is sticking around. So we move forward, and it was announced that the first show for Mari Gold will be Mari Gold Fields Forever at Corican Hall on Monday, May 20th, airing live on Wrestle Universe. The official start time, I believe, is 5:30 Eastern. It'll be 6:30 Japan time, and it will have both English and Japanese commentary for the big event. And airing live on Wrestle Universe, it should go without saying, Wrestle Universe is a huge, huge and exciting spot for this promotion. It was already the best wrestling subscription, right? Streaming service by far. And now you're adding Rossi Ogawa's promotion. I don't think you can beat that. Just super exciting off the rip. And the first match officially announced was Julia and a mystery tag team partner against Sari and a mystery tag team partner. Listen, folks, I'll just tell you now, I was throwing fist pumps, you know, like this is recording. This press conference for me happened at like 3:30 in the morning, and I'm just sitting there like, let's go. Like this is huge, right? Huge main event to kick things off. You are now building to what everyone expects to be the big Julia versus Sari one-on-one match that they've been teasing for months now. They have been teasing this for about 6 months. This is a match that they both want, and they're going to make it happen, and it all starts with a preview tag here. We had them go face-to-face at the press conference. Sari was in the building. Sari also, of course, wrestling for the IWGP Women's title in 2 weeks against Mayu Iwatani. So I kind of loved how she's already the first person to dip her toe in both promotions, which in a month's time, huge. Just huge. And you think, who could be X? And, you know, they didn't name the X's yet, so there is build to that moving forward. There's always guesses. You know, Sari obviously has a big connection with the likes of Chihiro Hashimoto as of late, but she has a lot of other connections through what she does. And then Julia's could be anyone. You know, you look at Utami as a potential option, but maybe it's someone from outside that we haven't even considered yet. That is the beauty of this match. But my oh my, what a main event to start. Also, for the card, Yuzuki did challenge Nanai Takahashi to a match for the first show. So whatever we're calling passion injection matches now, that will be the case. So I expect Nanai versus Yuzuki in some form on that first show as well. Again, the first show called Mari Gold Fields Forever. They also announced that they will be doing training sooner than later, as competitor as any, I believe the number was, let me find the exact terminology here. Healthy unmarried women between the ages of 13 and 30, please come and join us. So Myergold is already looking for new talent, willing to train, looking for new talent. Again, kind of pretty normal with Joshi measures here with that. So it'll be interesting to see how many new trainees that this company does have, because of course, as we know with Rossi's promotions, he is one to make new stars. So, you know, it'll be fun to see who, or the new wrestlers through the next rest of the year, pretty much, as they look to open some form of training later on. They also announced the first events for the show through the end of June. So on May 20th, they will, of course, be running Korakuen. They'll be doing a double-day show at Shikiba First Ring on the 26th. Day and night. They will run Osaka on the 1st of June and Hamamatsu on the 2nd of June. On the 11th, they will return to Korakuen Hall for another big show. And as we can guess, Korakuen's for this company will be gigantic. They're not running one of the gigantic buildings right off the rip. So Korakuen's are going to be very important. So you kind of circle that big 6-11 show and really look forward to what that could be come June.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
We move forward now. The other dates are as followed. You have Kyoto on the 15th, Nagoya on the 16th, Shinkiba once again on the 23rd, and the 29th in Sendai. They also announced that three foreign wrestlers will be taking part in this promotion, as the three foreign wrestlers are as followed: Bozilla, Myla Grace, and Zeta Steel. Zeta Steel is someone who has been seen, I believe, on MLW as of late. I believe that is where she is found. She also wrestles in Beyond, and you also have Myla Grace, who I believe did wrestle in NXT UK at one point, an Irish-based wrestler. And then you have Bozilla, who was trained by Alpha Female, so an obvious connection there as well. And as you see, if you're watching the video now, you have a very clear purpose that there is a big part of this that I haven't talked about yet, and maybe the biggest talking point of it all from the opening press conference for this promotion. And that, of course, is Actress Girls announced today that six wrestlers, as well as Fuka, were leaving the promotion in a very interesting manner based off of the translations and how people worded it. Lots of sadness amongst Actress Girl fans off the rip. I will understand that 100%, as the wrestlers, along with Fuka, who obviously, if you know Stardom's history, Stardom was essentially run by Rossi, Nanai Takahashi, and Fuka from the very start. Fuka was one of the main trainers, and she seems to be back with Rossi. And it was at the end of this press conference where they were beginning to get ready for the picture. If you're watching the video, you see the picture. It was going to be Rossi and the seven that were introduced at the beginning of the show. And within time, you know, Fuka and the six wrestlers from Actress Girls showed up, and Fuka said, and I quote, "We want to wrestle. Give us a chance." Very notable words. "We want to wrestle." If you know the actress girls and how things have gone, you know, they consider wrestling performances. So I didn't take that quote and, you know, think of anything other than, well, that feels like a purposeful comment by Fuka there. And Rossi responded, "You know what my answer always is, right?" And Fuka says, "Yes." And I quote, "Always welcome those who come. Do not chase after those who leave." And Rossi said, "Very well." Join the photo. And the six seemingly new roster members of Marigold, we do, of course, don't know their involvement yet, but they are as followed from left to right. If you're looking at the picture, Chiaki, Misa Matsui, Miku Aono, Fuka, of course, Natsumi Sumikawa, the reigning actress girls world champion, Koki, and Chika Goto. Gigantic waves. And any actress girls fan that is upset, I'm not one to blame them. Fuka did talk about this, as was stated by journalist Hasse. If you follow them on Twitter, surely you've seen this account before. But let me get to what was said. So this is, of course, I will say, rough translation, but they wanted to be part Marigold, according to Fuka. While feeling the limitations of actress girls' activities, the wrestler decided to take on a new challenge rather than quitting pro wrestling. It seems that they did not have a contract with actress girls in the first place, and Sumikawa will, of course, be giving up the championship. So gigantic news there. If you're anyone that has followed actress girls or have checked out actress girls or have heard of actress girls, a lot of this is their main event scene. Miku Aono and Natsumi Sumikawa were like the ace figures from what I know. Koki has been talked about many, many, many times, at least on my timeline, as a future star in professional wrestling. Misa Matsui, I've only ever heard good things about as well as Chiaki and Goto. So, assuming these members are officially going to be members of Marigold, gigantic get, obviously, for Rossi Promotions. It sounded like, based off of comments, actress girls just learned of this the day of. They said as much, that, you know, they were disappointed and upset with how this had gone down. Obviously, Fuka was very important to actress girls. She was their trainer and kind of helped run things. So losing her, also a heartbreaker for them. But for Marigold, it is gigantic. It sets them up even more. Obviously, you look at the original seven, you know, with Ishikawa, Takahashi, Mirai, Julia, Utami, Sakurai, and Izuki, you are already feeling pretty good about where things were going with this promotion. But when you add in the actress girls aspect, things change even more. Things change to the point of, this is some real talent coming in. And anyone that, of course, is upset with what happened with the actress girls, I don't know the full story. They made the move to do so. And if they want to be wrestlers, because obviously actress girls is, you know, you are being an idol and actress first and wrestling second. And if these six wrestlers wanted to be wrestlers, then welcome to the show. Again, anyone that feels one way or the other, I get it, but I am very excited because I have seen all six of these wrestlers. This is a big addition. Ono was one of the top wrestlers in wrestling last year as the Actress Girls World Champion. Sumikawa is excellent. They're all really, really good, and there's a bright future for each of them. So, and I'm going to say this, Fuka back in the fold. I mean, if we're training, you have arguably the best trainer in wrestling in the fold. I'm just looking at this on a Marigold mindset here, and it's humongous. It really is. It's It's mind-blowing how much happened in 30 minutes. This press conference wasn't long. A lot happened, but we have heard comments. I've read comments, and, you know, it's on. You know, like, you know, Rossi and company, for the most part, stayed pretty quiet. Tokyo Sports does have an article up from Fuka, you know, talking about, you know, they weren't paid. You know, Fuka was not happy. And obviously the appearance is, you know, altering. So, you know, we'll see what's to come regarding these actress girls and what is going on. So looking at this Tokyo Sports, Fuka, you know, seemed very determined to try something new and, you know, bring these wrestlers somewhere that she obviously had trust. So we'll see. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty still in the air, but this is what's happening now. And, you know, it looks like a big change moving forward, but there's much more than just this. Let's continue. At Monday Magic, Noah's Monday Magic, they didn't take long. Utami, Julia, Mai Sakurai, Mirai, and Rossi Ogawa showed up and got in the faces of one great Sakuya, Miyuki Takase, Nagisa Nozaki, and Takumi Roha, who were having a match. They went out there post-match. Great Sakuya misted Rossi Ogawa, and we have our Wrestle Magic match. It will be Julia, Utami Hayashishita, Mai Sakurai, and Mirai going head-to-head with the great Sakuya, Nagisa Nozaki, Takumi Iroha, and Miyuki Takase inside the Ryogoku Sumo Hall. This is your unofficial start for Marigold in many ways. This is your showcase match. You're putting out four of their top stars against four of the best on the scene. Of course, great Sakuya is Riko Kawahata. You have Nozaki, Iroha, and Takase. Whatever involvement to expect, I wouldn't be shocked if all four are involved in some way with this promotion moving forward. But I'm very excited about what is coming with this promotion. There's still so much uncertainty. There's not much uncertainty in that where this promotion is going. We know what this promotion is now. The only uncertainty remaining is what's next, right? And we're waiting on a card. We're waiting on the title situation, all these different things. I'm going to guess the titles may be introduced at that first Korakuen, and maybe a tournament or something is announced. But my goodness, I'm excited. I think everyone should be excited. Like, this is big for Joshi. And I understand there's going to be some frustrations amongst people with the actress girl stuff, but I'm just excited, man. Like, this is a third major Joshi promotion that is creating opportunities to help make new stars and find new wrestlers. And it's awesome. You know, it's just awesome. Like, I'm sorry for being so excited, but Marigold is here. I will be talking in more in depth as the days go on the normal five-star Joshi show this coming Friday, but I wanted to get this breaking news audio out now. So thank you everyone for listening. If you have any questions for me, I will be answering them on that episode as well. But Marigold is here. Rossi Ogawa's new promotion has debuted, and boy oh boy, is there exciting times coming. Sari in the first main event. They're on Wrestle Magic. Actress girls, six of their top stars are joining the promotion. There's a lot to digest, and Fuka also back. There's a lot to digest, but boy, oh boy. I kept saying to everyone, be excited. I feel like I was right. I'm very excited. So I can't wait for what Marigold brings to the table this next month, and anything else that possibly comes up in the near future regarding the promotion. Of course, that will all be covered on the Five Star Joshi Show. If you want to check out the Five Star Joshi Show, it's up every Friday on the Fight Game Media Network feed. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and we'll be talking more and more about Marigold as the time goes on. So thank you for listening, and until Friday, see ya.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.